Next item.
The next item is the adoption of administrative rule pertaining to two-way electronic communication while hunting. For years in the regulations, the language and the current language says that two-way electronic communication may not be used to hunt game animals. For enforcement on the ground, the word hunt is very broad. Even though it's defined in statute, what does hunt mean? An example I'll give is after an animal is shot and it hasn't been tagged yet, is that individual still in the act of hunting? So at that point, could the hunter call their buddy and say, hey, I just shot a deer, meet me over here, can you help me field dress the animal and pack it out? Warden's view on this is that they are still in the act of hunting at that time because the animal hasn't been tagged, hasn't been taken into possession. So there has been some confusion on behalf of enforcement on when this rule applies. So we come before you today with a proposal for a new rule for some cleanup language, and the part that I want to focus on is in the new rule is section 2A. Basically, the other language is the same as what it's always been, but we feel by using this language that it will better clarify both for the sportsman and enforcement on the ground when to apply the two-way electronic communication rule. The new language will say the use of two-way electronic communication is prohibited while in the act of hunting game animals or wolves to aid in the taking or locating of live animals. So that's the example I gave you earlier where an animal is shot and they're contacting their buddy to come help them. That would be completely okay to allow that to happen. It goes on to say the use of two-way electronic communication for the use of safety or other legitimate purposes is exempt. That's the same language that's always been there. So for safety reasons or, hey, I just want to have lunch, you know, those are all fine to do. And we did change some language from yesterday to address Commissioner Colton's concern. It was a little bit confusing using the language upon when. We've changed that beginning when the dogs are placed or physically released on tracks or a scent trail, and that pertains to bobcats and lions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission propose to adopt the administrative rule pertaining to two-way communications while hunting.
I'll second.
I have a motion and second. Any comment or discussion from the commission? And I messed up on the last one. This is something we should put out for public comment. So if anybody has comment on two-way communications, they can come forward and comment, and also we'll take comment on the tag requirement that we just discussed. Yes, Nick.
Chairman Colton, I thought it was a little early in the meeting for you to be sick of me, but I am Nick Chivak. I'm the conservation director for the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I just wanted to say, in general, in this regulations review, I learned a tremendous amount, and I think that this staff has done great work on this. So, I'm hoping this is the beginning of a lot of cleanup we're going to see. Specific to this issue of tagging, I just back in my reporter days, I had the good fortune of doing a couple days features on game wardens, and I know they told me the most common violation, unintentional from people, was tagging violations. So we think this is a good change, as is the two-way communication, and we strongly support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Any further public comment on the two items? Any comments from the commission? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.